Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. My name is Tim. What am I doing? My cat squeaked. I got to go.
Yeah.
My pronouns are also he, him.
And Nika Howard.
Oh, sorry I cut you off. You trailed out a little longer than I thought you were going to. My pronouns are she, her.
Howard.
Wow.
If you say my last name long enough, it sounds like you might have said turd at the beginning.
Wow, what another week. Bachman's still not here because his bouncing baby, Borf Fucko,
yes.
Is...
Congratulations on your beautiful child, Borf Fucko.
Yeah.
Still has it.
Still has it. Yeah, apparently they instituted a law where your baby can't have the name of another baby, so it's like a video game character creator. It's like trying to get a new fucking name in World of Warcraft.
I mean, that's why Grimes and Elon Musk had to name their baby like that.
That's so true.
They're running out of names.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually X, uppercase X, Borf Fucko, Borf dash Fucko, X, lowercase X.
Yeah, and then the emoji
that is
Sonic
what,
in the middle.
Man, I'm actually my name did that, actually. Could I be Jennifer with the X's on either side?
You're an artist. You can absolutely do that.
That's my new name.
The first person who can prove that they've legally changed their name to Borf Fucko can have Bachman Spa on the podcast.
Someone's gonna do it. Don't say that,
Michael.
Going.
Just kidding. That's not true.
That's a joke.
Legally, it's not true.
Not true. He thinks he's gonna be back next week from his podcast paternity leave. We give everyone 3 weeks a year of paternity leave. Can't carry it forward.
Oh, I mean, we're not paying him.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's important.
Not be getting paid.
What else is new?
No.
Have you heard about that boat that got stuck?
Oh, Mika.
Oh, guys, I missed the boat.
It got unstuck, right?
Yeah, it got unstuck.
They did unstick it. But it's not over yet because there's a big backup or something. I don't know.
Oh, good. I was really hoping that it wasn't going to get unstuck so fast that, like, maybe it'd be stuck for, like, a week. I don't know.
Mika, you know that I have games that have to go through the Suez Canal.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's real.
I said that and then we were talking about it. And DA was like, no, that wouldn't go that way. I was like, I don't know, but, like, it's just really jammed in there. We were talking about... Well, okay, well, never mind then. If your games are there, then I hope it doesn't get stuck. I hope your games get through and then it gets stuck.
Get stuck again, just because.
I guess they could go the other way, but they're trying to get to New York, so...
Like, honestly, like, again, we're all stuck in quarantine, so, like, this is definitely, like, the most exciting worldwide event that's happened since COVID started.
It's true.
Boat getting stuck.
Yeah, I loved it.
We can all feel together across the world being like, what's going on with the boat? And I didn't know we still use boats so much to do things.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
New exciting things for me. My neighbor got rid of his Veloster, which he absolutely loved. Like, he had so many stickers and everything on it, and he, like...
What did
wait,
you just
what,
say
yeah,
to me?
What was the, that word?
Oh, it's a
did
car.
Did you say the lobster?
Veloster. A Veloster. It's like...
I thought he had a saying? Big lobster that he rode.
What my, the fuck are you saying?
My neighbor had a car that they washed, like, literally 3-4 times a week. Like, all the time was out there.
Oh, and we used like, to, okay.
Yeah,
like a fancy boy car?
But it's not a fancy boy car, but they absolutely treated it like
they
a fancy boy.
They treated it like a fancy boy
yeah,
car.
Which they,
a Velostar?
Yeah.
I don't know how you say it.
But he got rid of it now, so he's not...
So he has nothing. But it, like, I don't know. That was my quarantine fun
okay,
time.
Okay, quarantine
that's
updates.
Exciting.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I was, like, watching and being like, oh, you're washing your fucking car again.
Was it a hatchback?
Fuck yeah, it was. And it was red and it had, like, Speed God on the back. It literally said, like, Speed God. I'm not making this shit up.
Oh, man.
I know we've been podcasting a long time, but I feel like... Michael's a hatchback guy. I feel like he's not feigning interest. I feel like he's like,
no, he's
he
into
saw
it
as a hatchback.
For sure.
He's like, ooh,
he's researching. He's gonna buy one.
I think Nick Bristow would say that sporty hatchbacks are good.
Ooh, yeah.
Because on that British TV show where they love fucking cars a lot, like I think
they love
fucking
out
cars,
with cars
and they love
mm-hmm.
to fuck cars.
Mm. Yeah,
they like them or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, they're the safest car.
I don't want to poop on people who like it.
I have literally a station wagon, but it's for my dogs. It's for my goddamn dogs.
My only opinion about a car is that I don't want to drive it. That's my main opinion about
a
car.
Yeah. So we're a fifth edition real play podcast, as you can tell.
Uh-huh.
We try to capture the energy that you and your buddies might have around the table.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get around your table to roll them bones, you probably order... mozzarella sticks, crack a couple goddamn beers.
Gotta.
And then talk about your neighbor selling a car.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah. Honestly, yes. That actually does sound exactly like what would happen.
Let's crack up, open a bottle of normal and pour it down your goddamn gut until you're making porno sounds.
What? I'm drinking some delicious kombucha.
I'm sure. Drinking seltzer. I'm still on the no alcohol thing, unfortunately.
I'm drinking a quirk.
What is that?
It's a quirk. It's a...
She keeps making things up.
You
keep
saying words that aren't real tonight.
She keeps saying things up.
Quirk.
A quirk.
Quirk.
It looks fancy.
A quirk.
She 3D printed that.
I could have.
What is it?
It's a strawberry lemon basil spiked and sparkling seltzer.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Company. Weird.
I have a 2012 Subaru hatchback with a trailer hitch so that I could haul things to GeeklyCon. Except that we just keep not having them.
Man, you gotta keep it until we have the next one.
Oh, boy.
But the next one's gonna be here.
Man.
I thought we just have GeeklyCon. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Everyone
all of us die? That's true.
We get long-haul COVID.
It's going to be so horny next time. Everyone's just every convention is
going
to be so horny.
Yep. Everyone, please be safe.
We're going to have a whole set of volunteers just to wipe down the loads.
Oh, my God. What if there were GeeklyCon-themed condoms?
Ew, guys, gross.
Boy.
No, we won't. That's gross.
Everyone.
They're joking.
It's an Always Sunny reference.
Oh, okay. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. But we are going to... squirt down all the floor so we can do It's Always Sunny dance.
That's what our live show's gonna be. Dancing,
so
doing a ballet dance.
Can't quite tell you what happens this episode, but I think we can show it through dance.
Yes, exactly.
We should do that. We're fucking dance. Cowards.
Oh my god, we should.
My god.
We should do that and a Pitch Perfect thing.
I don't know what that is. You keep
what if
saying
we did? And we could have like... Bachman and everyone like record it and then we'll lip sync it so it'll sound good and we won't actually have to do it. And then we can do like some very light choreography that looks cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll have other people who can do a lot better dancing. So other people will focus on them, but look at us just every once in a while.
I love this.
Right.
We'll like just K-pop them and we'll get a huge group of us on stage. They won't know who to look at.
Yeah, I tweeted at BTS to see if they wanted to come. No word yet. No word yet.
They're,
no
they're, word they're, yet. They're, yeah, they're busy right now. They'll get I'm back sure to they'll us. Get back they'll get back to us.
Me and Jen are probably going to be we'll probably would be friends, and I might go ahead and say we are friends. I don't know.
I mean, like, basically, if you think about it.
Should we give away dice?
Twitch, you know it, you love it. We're giving away some dice.
From Die Hard Dice?
From Die Hard Dice. Yeah, Bubba. You can go to dieharddice.com and then purchase yourself some beautiful, shiny dice.
He just threw dice at the screen.
What?
Yeah, those are my Toby ones. So if you go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code, it's probably GreetingsAPR.
Check our Twitter.
You'll get 15% off your order. And wow, that's 15% off. I don't know how much that is.
That's great.
That is great.
If you want to get some of these bad boys, come hang out with us on Tuesday nights at 8:45 Eastern on twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
Fred is really cool. Oh my gosh, you win. Fred is really cool. You got me to say you're really cool.
You got him.
You attracted me, you son of a bitch.
Hey, you know what's coming up? Tabletop Day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the Geekly 24-hour charity stream, Michael.
Yeah.
It's only the most beautiful day in the year, April 24th.
Fourth.
I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna have so much fun. We're gonna play games for you while raising money for the Trevor Project. I know that we can beat last year's total of like 11,000 something.
I think it's like at like 14,000.
14,
right now.
Michael? We're never gonna beat that. Shit. We're fucked.
Oh shit.
Fuck.
We've peaked. But listen, any money is good.
Any money is good. What can you do?
It's crazy. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun. I don't know what we're gonna do. We should do something fun. Where I don't have to run it. I can be a player.
I want to know what happens on our show.
Well, let's find out by first rolling a d20.
Michael, I got a 9.
That's not that high. You're in good shape.
I got a 5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's even better.
Nika, what'd you get?
I got a 15.
Nika Heller.
I was thinking about it. I was like, do I get something lower? But I was like, what are the chances that we're going to get in between? Like, God, the inside of a 5 and 9 is too close.
Inside of 5 and 9.
Last week, Rowan came back to life.
That's right, baby.
That's right, baby.
With special powers.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right.
Yeah, you got like, I don't remember what it was exactly.
I got freaking like the embodiment of armor inside of my freaking skin.
Yeah. And you got a fat ass.
That was true. Rowan came back with an absolute dump truck.
Just huge. Like, this is not proportional at all. This is honestly getting in my way.
You can do, like, earthquake if you, like, sit on the ground too fast.
Oh, my God. Yes.
An AoE attack for, like, 2d4 damage.
For huge ass.
Yeah.
Nice.
Scud and Toby went back to the tubes or went back?
Scud's nowhere to be found.
Oh, yes.
We don't know where Scud is.
That is a concern.
His baby hasn't woken up yet.
Player knowledge, though, is he's talking to Uthgar.
Ah!
And also player knowledge is that he had a baby.
He had a baby. So Michael killed all of us.
Toby comes back and we're en route to the BTS.
No, only Lonnie's on the BTS. Lonnie's on the BTS.
Back to the Tower of Grey.
Oh, and Lonnie has the broom. I rode the broom.
Oh, and
I was fighting an internal struggle.
You got all of our items that we dropped when we died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To close the causal loop so we don't have to update our character sheets. Thank you, Nika.
Yeah. So we looted the dead bodies. The dead bodies reformed into live bodies, except for Scud, and Rowan got a fat ass. I think that's it.
Yeah. It's canonical. I
mean, he didn't talk about you becoming a kaiju and crushing people, but that wasn't really that
important. I said there was an internal struggle going on.
That's true. I should have read between the lines, and I am sorry.
You underplayed it a little bit.
Did I bury the lead on that one?
World War II was a disagreement.
A light argument.
A little spat.
I think a river should be here.
It also ended with Aludra, Jayla, and Adira teleporting in.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Tower of Grey got attacked while you guys were gone.
Oh, fuck. My there's crap. A, Michael, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Michael, this is very stressful. This is too stressful.
If I just do enough stuff, everyone would be so confused that it won't matter and no one can find the holes.
Way what? Ahead of you,
what's
brother.
What's happening?
Way ahead of you.
You're doing a good job, kid.
Doing a good job, kid. No, Michael, I love you.
So Adira, Aludra, Jayla show up.
Ah! So stepping back for a moment to get in the mindset of Aludra in this situation. So, well.
Oh, God.
I.
And Rickety Nell walks in.
Oh, my God. No. No, no.
Can you give us a little bit of, like, setup? Like, what was our travel back?
You basically woke up after.
On slabs.
Being unconscious for a long time. And then you saw a whole bunch of shit. You saw demon lords and people, evil bad guys, and your friends.
This sounds like a bad dream.
You saw your son get almost killed.
But he didn't, because he's a fucking badass.
I mean, it's really Daisy who saved the day. and then you teleported back to Deep Home very briefly, dropped off Bucky, made sure he wasn't dead. And then you came here.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot. I mean, probably.
We're potentially looking a little worse for the wear right now. Because it's been a stressful time.
Shit's going down.
Yeah.
But also, the bloodlust is getting there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these motherfuckers attacked us.
Yeah. I bet that Looter's having to, like, hold Jayla back. Like, sweetie, don't. Please don't. Hold off just a little bit.
Just choke me.
On the murder.
Just choke me while you do it.
She's crazy.
Gross. And you guys are saying this inside a rumpus room? Michael, I don't want to be a dick, but I really don't think they could teleport in. What with the wards?
Oh, okay. They don't. What? They're not here.
What? You know, they probably have to get sent to what I like to call the Guzo.
What?
It's a trap. You guys are dead. And acid. I'm kidding.
What? No. What's happening?
We teleport into the toilet slinging mayo.
Oh. I mean, I assume Tower Grey has like a teleportation zone that's like not like inside. It's like a waiting. It's like a lobby.
Have, like,
we've got a lobby.
Yeah, you got a lobby. Yeah, it's like
and then they'll like buzz you in to let you upstairs. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, all right, we'll print you out a card and check your ID and stuff. And like, okay, you can go up to the fifth floor now.
That does sound like a fun and exciting way to do it. That's entertainment.
Let's RP everyone checking their IDs.
Yes! No,
so
two forms of ID, please.
So yeah, so I
only brought one.
Whether through the lobby or via teleportation, Aludra and Jayla and Adira are here. So
hi.
And again, Aludra and Toby have We, like, hung out.
Yes.
The entire jet, not the entire jet, well, the entire bad jet arc is Toby, Steve, Aludra, and Jayla.
Damn.
Yeah.
You guys rolled together for a while.
All right, I'm back. I'm ready. I'm back in.
We jerk-earded, didn't we?
Yeah. That's true. No, we definitely have, like,
ankle tattoos.
We have a bond.
Yeah.
Did you get the dolphin or a fairy?
Both. It's a dolphin with fairy wings on it.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
Classic, yeah.
So I imagine we kind of blip into the room in whatever way.
Or knock on the door.
What if, and this is really funny, you guys are going to like this. What if you teleport in the middle of our conversation pit and then maybe like Jayla knocks over some nachos or something?
I really like that like they're all like buffed in and like Jayla like teleports in thinking that there's gonna be because everything is going to shit.
Yeah.
So I'm into this.
She's like halberd drawn.
And like someone comes by carrying the Ellen Colleen comes by with the tray of nacho. Erin Colleen. And she Jayla like halberds them like fucking across the room.
Or even if it wasn't like her carrying it, there were nachos, the halberd got them. Like, I think we can agree that just happened. happen. And Alundra's like, Tayla, it's okay. This is a safe place here. Well, I think. Toby, dude, what the fuck is going on?
I don't have any idea. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. It's been so long. Not really. It was like a day or two ago.
I mean...
Hello. I'm sorry that we weren't able to free you. That was quite a situation.
Yeah.
Your son fucked everything up. I would have expected him to be a little better trained, and he almost got all of us killed.
Ooh.
Well, he did get many of us killed.
I mean, he didn't die. He was perfectly well trained. Did anyone die?
I did. Rowan did. Skell
I mean,
did.
Maybe you shouldn't have brought him with you.
I had no choice. He was a...
Are you saying that my son did wrong?
My son who can't run a burrito cart?
I do really love the idea of a Luger just like, but Boogie's never done anything bad. She's like that horrible mom that's like yelling at the teacher, like, he deserves an A.
Montage to him like lighting barns and like townhouses on fire and like getting talked
like,
up.
He's just a rascal.
Michael, is Adira here?
She is.
Can you describe what Adira looks like? I think we don't do that enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should go around the horn and describe everyone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, I mean, I guess the last time you interacted with her, she had a cool spider dress, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, she was freaking hot.
And remember, I was not on the Sigil episode, so I don't know what that deal was.
Mm-hmm.
She's so hot.
Much like Harper, or much like Titus Harper.
Thank you.
Adira Harper, also, you know, very attractive. Person. She has a black short uneven haircut.
Ooh.
It's slanty.
Ooh.
She does look, they all look a little worse for wear
because
they had been in, you know, trapped for quite a long time, but you know, she's probably still wearing mostly black. She is a wizard of some kind.
Ooh.
Nice.
I don't want to get too specific. I like people to fill in blanks when possible with their own mental image. Mm. But imagine a cool, not sure if she's good, not sure if she's bad wizard lady.
Whoa, that's sick.
Yeah, I would say Eludra is definitely like fully armored out right now. She's got the hammer. She's fucking ready. She's got little... like scrapes and bruises and like artful dirt and soot and such on her face, a little on the tip of her nose, and she definitely has a look in her eye. Like she's not going off right now, but she could easily.
Word.
At a moment's notice. And she, and also, the only reason she's not going off right now is that she's trying to keep Jayla in check. Like, I gotta stay cool for both of us right now.
Got it. We had heard that you were disappeared some time back, and we've been trying to make sure things are not falling about. And then I look at Adira and let my big-ass evil eye glow as her, and... say, and it's very interesting that you show up here, Adira. Please, tell us, why should we not kill you where you stand?
Why would you kill me where I stand?
Toby, she's with us.
Yeah.
She's trying to help us. I understand. Okay, sorry, I came in a little hot. I just want to say that. I asked what the fuck was going on, and honestly, now that I've taken a moment to calm down, I can see that actually not everyone here has all the information.
Yeah, we don't have any information, so it felt weird that you said what's
going on. Can we sit down in this? Wow, you guys have a really nice conversation, Pip.
Yeah, we've upgraded since that you guys have been here. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, this is...
Now, what does Rowan say to Alert?
Aroa's not saying shit. She's just like kind of arms crossed in the corner. Not in the corner. She's leaning against the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But she does meander over to the conversation pit now that she's been summoned.
Adira does say, you know, I do have to help. I do have to thank you for releasing us. I don't know how else we could have gotten out of there.
Did we do anything?
Yeah, young Bucky, his amazing hand axe throw somehow broke the tension and was able to release us.
Sounds like good training.
The power of love is the
that's so true
is the greatest magic.
The power of love of a son for his mother.
A boy who's done nothing wrong could only wield such a hand axe at such range.
Yes, exactly. Only a pure of heart son.
That's so true. This is like Harry Potter.
I actually am unable to specifically tell you what happened due to what I believe is some sort of curse.
Okay. I got this. So, you may have noticed, Trant Thumble, you know him? You love him.
I don't know him.
Well, unfortunately, this asshole is back. We thought that we dealt with him a long time ago, but obviously not. Something went wrong somewhere, and now he's wreaking havoc again.
Yeah, records of him disappeared sometime before the demon apocalypse. Fought Baelish or some sort.
Now that Aludra has spoken and you know the truth, I do believe that I can speak freely now. I believe the curse is only specific to giving you new information.
What if all of a sudden, like, I don't know, like it looks
she turns
like
into
a
the beast.
Well, no, I was thinking more like a shadow, like rope or something, like disappears from her throat.
Ooh,
or
sick.
Something.
Ooh,
like in The Little Mermaid.
Or like something flutters out of her mouth that then allows her to.
Yeah, she gets her voice back and she has a fish tail.
Yeah, she's a mermaid. She's hot.
I don't know if you, I said she turns into the beast. Do you guys?
I like that too. Yeah. That's good. She turns into the beast.
That too.
Okay.
That too.
She's a mermaid and a beast.
They knew what they were doing. I was not able to say that Eckhart Dayhammer was actually Trant Thumble.
Mm.
But now I can speak freely, and I didn't just cough up blood, so...
It's a good sign. Definitely better than before when you tried to tell us, and we didn't really know what was going on. We're just like, maybe she got too rowdy, and maybe this is the result of drinking too much victory wine. I'm not sure. But turns out it was a curse.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, I do have a lot of information, and I do think I can fill in some holes. I'm hoping we can work together to figure this whole thing out.
Sure. It's just that you have been blamed for a lot of bad things over the years.
I have indeed. And my biggest critic was Eckhart Dayhammer, quite frankly. Because he, well, I mean, I don't want to jump around. Maybe I should tell you what I know more from the beginning of things. We left before you did. Do you know what happened to the artifact?
Yes, because they have Lonnie, and we talked on Sending Stones.
Oh, that's right.
So we know Lonnie has the important things. Book, broom, shirt, God-killing artifact.
My bow.
Her bow.
She actually does not have the God-killing artifact.
Where'd it go?
She was unable to touch or interact with it once. So this is Michael, not Adira.
Not Adira. Oh,
okay.
When she took that power inside of her, she could no longer come in contact with the artifact without it destroying her as well.
Exploding her.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's a spicy meatball.
Toby, have you seen Lonnie yet?
No. She is in the abyss.
We can say Lonnie arrives shortly.
What if we say it's been like 2 days or something?
We can condense that timeline.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, Lonnie, you're here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, y'all. Wow, let me tell you, this broom goes fast for a broom. I never see a broom.
Give me, not yours, mine.
Oh, no, I don't know. We had a great conversation this whole way.
Susie didn't talk to you, did she? She's a liar.
I don't know. She told me a lot of things. She told me that you eat potato salad.
I do.
Wow, turns out she's not such a liar. Really sick. Checkmate.
I brought all your stuff back. Here it is.
Thanks. Have you met Aludra and Jayla? I can't remember. I think you did.
I think like very briefly.
Oh, floor nachos. Y'all mind if I eat some floor nachos?
Oh, please do. Yeah, we got rid of our vacuum after we hired Lonnie. She loves it. She eats all about anything.
Aludra's like, nice. She approves.
She's getting all hot and buttered.
Yeah, I'm horny now.
You know, Michael, classic Tower Gray spread. We got like jalapeno poppers, big meatball, three different types of hard seltzer.
Pizza rolls.
What about dipping sauces? Are there?
We got a buffalo chicken dip, spin dip.
A third of them are like ice cold because they've been out for too long because we have that many.
Damn. Yeah, it's quite a spread.
It's quite the spread.
Yeah. And we got a little like a little bucket of beer just to sit on the table so everyone doesn't, no one even has to get up.
Oh, I fucking love that. Let's do that. All right, spill it, baby.
Which baby?
You.
Dare's like, me? I'm the baby?
I think it goes back to Bigby.
Of you mean the hand guy?
The leader of the Circle of Seven. Bigby of the hand fame.
Huh.
I wish you could, if this was in text, like the Bible, you could put things in red that,
yes,
Toby, Rowan, and Lonnie know, because my brain is an absolute fucking spaghetti salad. Because, like, yeah, we know this. No, we don't. Do we?
What? I'm getting, like, my plot lines and, like, who knows what.
And the
what.
Only character that's ever given us information is a liar. So we have no fucking idea what's happening.
Bro, we cannot trust anything.
That's not even Aludra. Wait.
How do you know what's real?
Is this Aludra?
Oh, fuck.
Michael, is this Aludra?
You have true sight now.
So
you would be able to tell if she had a sort of a, you know, disguise or anything.
I cast X-ray vision to see if I can see our dolphin fairy tattoos.
It's there.
I don't look anywhere else because I'm not a creep, even though I could because I am very powerful, but I won't.
I was letting you know that I could look, but I chose not to.
Real power is not doing it, right?
I've done a lot of research back at HQ. And records show that Bigby had gone into the abyss to research this artifact, and he went missing for several years. This is before Carr fell into the abyss.
Mm. Oh shit!
Oh wow!
That's like real old shit.
Yes. So about 2 years after the demon apocalypse, this relatively unknown Eckhart Dayhammer shows up at the Circle of Seven headquarters with a nearly dead Bigby.
Huh.
This is all before I got there, so this is me going through the old journals.
Mm. The ancient texts.
I guess take it with a grain of salt, but yeah, according to the records, Bigby had been captured and imprisoned by a demon lord named Cagthalus.
Cagthalus.
And apparently Eckhart and his Knights of Rhaegar, they would make regular journeys into the abyss to cleanse it of evil, and she makes little hand quotes.
Like, yeah, quote unquote.
Little sneer quotes. And I have to assume that part's a lie. So the story goes that Eckhart slayed this demon lord, Cagthalus, and found a broken Bigby in his dungeons. So, I mean, I'm making some assumptions, but my guess was that Bigby was in the abyss researching the artifact, and he did get captured, But it was Trant who freed him, and not out of the goodness of his heart. I think he was subjugating these demons and stumbled upon Bigby, and Bigby likely needed some sort of way to bargain for his life. And Trant, who is hungry for power, I mean, this is a way to gain true power. Like, it's a way to gain godhood.
Eludra's kind of like really has this like concerned look on her face, and she's like, but what I can't figure out is, how is Trant still alive?
So, I mean, so you saw it with your own eyes when I took you into the abyss. Car is a functioning city. It is
just went down. It just went down like brum. It like became Atlantis.
Like Elturel.
It is a burning city, but the fires always rage there. But it somehow still.
That asshole survived.
He survived, and he was able to to build up his forces, and he was able to continue to conquer.
Eludra looks real sad and is staring at a distance, like, the bad ones always survive, and good ones, well.
And the burning city, that's the last thing on the artifact that.
Oh, sick. Epic.
That makes a lot of sense now! What the frick is this burning city?
That's too scary.
Freaking burning city.
In the abyss.
Yeah, he's spent years conquering multiple layers of the abyss, as far as I can tell.
Damn. Wait, Eckhart did? I mean, Trant?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Trant Hart.
What a jerk.
I mean, what's his plan now? That was Rowan. I gotta work on differentiating my...
What's the plan now? I'm Rowan now.
I'm Jennifer.
I died.
I have to assume that he wants to use the artifact to kill gods and steal their power.
Oh, well.
And, I mean, gods and people who are evil theoretically are not supposed to be able to touch the artifact. Actually, I was going to ask you, he was wearing a long gauntlet on his sword arm.
Mm.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, I thought it was because he had an accident.
Yeah,
and he had a magic arm. That's what he told us.
He lost his arm?
Well, now I don't know.
So he lost it when you guys were during the prison arc. You found him in the... He had, like, somehow gotten separated from you, and you found him, and he was all beat up, and his arm was blown off.
Oh.
Yeah, because when we were trying fight our way out.
We thought these weird scream faces ate his arm or something.
I mean,
or
you know, shit happens.
The prison thing maybe did something to him.
I mean, we've all lost limbs, so yeah, it's not like that
all the
weird.
Time. It was
like,
a really bad.
I mean, Percy.
I made bad beans.
Yeah, I mean, we've died. So, like, you know, honestly, like, someone showing up with a magic arm, like, doesn't even. I didn't even think about it.
Is it possible that he tried to touch the artifact? Because it could have destroyed his arm.
We were very close to wasn't the artifact nearby?
I have no idea. I thought Lonnie had it the whole time.
Well, if he was traveling with us.
You guys lost all your stuff. All your equipment went into a storage container.
So we were separated from it.
That was the only time.
For a bit.
Wow. That little turd, he did a rat thing and I guess tried to take it. And he probably tried to take my books too. And that probably blew his arm off my books.
your rude lying book just cussed at him so much his arm fell off.
Well, she wasn't there at the time, but yeah, probably. I have some pretty raunchy joke books.
So I guess my concern now is that it is possible that he could potentially now, with that arm, be able to handle the artifact.
How many times can you use it?
I don't think there's a limit.
Oh?
Oh, crap. Lonnie, so you don't remember where it is? Did you just drop it? You just dropped it? You just left the whole thing that we've been...
Well...
Kind of the whole deal? It's kind of a big deal. Where is it?
I touched it and everything went like... And then... I just don't know. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're all gonna die and we deserve it.
Well, you know, maybe we're not.
Okay, Toby, that's a little dramatic. And you know what? Like, I mean, honestly, this is a tough situation. I'm not gonna lie. But I think this is the group to deal with it. Of all the people, I think we have good backgrounds, and if we work together, I think we can take him down.
Slightly unrelated, but is there anyone here who could get me a tattoo? Because I would just like to mark on myself that I cannot touch the artifact anymore. I've been holding on to it for a few years, and I just think that out of habit, I might touch it.
I mean, you just like, you want a tattoo, like, in the way that you like write a note on touch. Your hand?
Yeah, don't touch.
Bad, hot, ouch.
I feel like I should explain the Melora thing as well.
Sure.
What do you mean? But Rowan perks up. What about Melora?
Well, the whole thing where I trapped Melora in a piece of the artifact.
Yeah, that was naughty.
Yeah, you should explain that.
I just kind of assumed you didn't do it. So you say you did do that?
So I worked for the Circle of Seven for, years. And it seemed like we were maintaining the balance. And, taking down Orcus, that felt off to me. But, Bigby was our leader and he could be very convincing. And he explained that Orcus was just too powerful. And that if we were to take him out, then another lesser demon lord would take his place. It would restore the balance. But no one did take his place.
Oh, crap.
And I have to assume that Bigby and Trant kept him captive with the piece of the artifact instead of finishing him off.
Mm.
And with Orcus out of the picture, things had swung too far in the realm of good. And I was told by Bigby that Melora was looking to press the advantage. And so he sent me to the Feywild to retrieve a piece of the artifact and use it to stall Melora. I went there, and sure enough, she wasn't planning on invading Lolth's realm to destroy Lolth.
Hmm.
And that is, I mean, that would have destroyed the balance even further. So I thought I was doing the right thing by stalling her. But the problem is that Lolth knew the invasion was coming and was ready with a counterattack. And I trapped Melora and the portals opened and dark elves just started spilling through. And then I knew something. At that point, I knew something was that. That's when I figured out that I was duped.
Okay, can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Why the hell should people be listening to Bigby about what the balance is? What's his... I mean, I know he's got his hand and all, but like...
Have you seen his spells? They're like almost all hands.
I'm just saying, it seems like... I don't know. It seems like too much power in one person's hands.
And I don't buy the good...
One Bigby hand.
The good versus evil thing. That sounds like bullshit.
It's... I mean, I understand that it's some people... have different philosophies. It's always been my philosophy that you can't have light without darkness.
Batman Joker situation. Very, yeah.
You can't feel happiness without sadness. If you live in California, it's just nice all the time.
That's
and
true.
It doesn't feel good. Like spring doesn't come.
It's bad.
Yeah, they always complain about their weather in California.
They do.
I hate that it's so nice.
Once the endless winter started in Drunkrose, I thought we were done. So I took the one person I cared for, Tom Harper, and I took him to safety in Elysium.
Mm.
But then Eckhart showed up right after, and I knew that, okay, he's the one who's after me. So I had to run at that point.
Mm.
And that's when I went to Sigil and started untangling the plot.
So I think what Adira is trying to kind of get to at this point is that I think we have to go back to the Abyss now.
We have to get the artifact or else
we
we're
have all
to die.
Get the artifact or everything will have been for nothing in the end. So we really need to get this one right, guys.
I could take someone real fast.
No.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I feel like I'll boof that on us.
Now that the artifact is assembled, it can now be destroyed. So... that would be my goal, is to destroy it.
What if we destroyed Trant with it?
That would also be my goal. I would really like to do that.
Oh yeah, he's gotta go. He's gotta go.
Jayla in the background, what if we destroyed everyone with it?
Okay, well, Elu just like...
Being and a popsicle has really made you grumpy, and that's fair. Here, have some real treacle truck.
I hand Jayla a Snickers bar.
She like grumpily takes it,
yeah,
because she doesn't want to admit that she's hangry, but then
her blood sugar's low.
You guys have been in goo for 6 months or so. You know, take a couple days. You know, get a mani pedi. Adira, how are we not going to get blindsided again? You know, we our previous foray into the abyss felt fine, but how are we not going to just get absolutely pancaked?
you didn't realize that you had a traitor amongst you, so.
That did cause a lot of problems, in retrospect. None of you guys are traitors, right? Rowan looks at everyone with a scary face.
No, not willingly.
They've essentially think they've won, so surprise could be on our side this time.
Sure. this is probably impossible to say. Maybe I've just been watching too much Naruto. But if they have the artifact, what's stopping them from just freaking going hog wild and zapping everybody?
Yeah, I mean, how do we know that he's not already up to some shit right now?
I would have to assume that he is, and I would try to figure out who's next and try to head him off, maybe. Did he... I mean, now that he has the power of Orcus, I mean, he's going to be very powerful.
Yeah, this is going to...
Wait, he has the power of Orcus?
I assume.
Oh.
Then why can't Lonnie touch the thing?
Huh?
I used it. I used the artifact.
You what?
I used it. I saw the last piece and everyone else was dead and I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, you know, might as well start what you finish. So I just plopped it right on there and here we are. Surprise.
Okay, so that killed him. That killed Orcus.
Uh-huh.
But then that would have released, you know, that would have released his sort of dark, chaotic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Lonnie, didn't you mention feeling, like, weird?
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you just fight real hard and then you just kind of, like, you know, black out a little bit.
Who knows?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Are you saying you think you absorbed the evil chaos energy of the demon godlord Orcus?
Did you suck Orcus?
Wait, well, I must stop you there because the first thing is I do not think. so...
Nika, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a 15 plus 11.
You feel a rage boiling up inside of you, but you are able to tamp it down.
I am so scared. Lonnie with Orca's power is so scared.
I don't like it.
She's just gonna be too powerful.
I know she has a very high saving throw, but yikes.
Accidents happen.
Like, can we excise her or something? Can we dunk her in, like, holy water or something?
Oh. we have to, like, hold her down under the water until the Orcus, yeah, like, comes out.
Lonnie, earmuffs.
Oh.
I don't think Lonnie should have the power of Orcus. I don't want to be a dick here, but that's a bad call.
I mean, honestly, it's pretty hilarious.
All right, you're good.
But...
I mean, it's fine, y'all. I'm just saying I don't have the artifact anymore. I just got this cool tattoo. Don't touch.
Don't touch. Okay, well, not okay. The fact that we're not all dead, an eternal chaotic nightmare shows that they didn't do anything. What about the devils? What's the deal with that?
You mean my history with the devils?
Right. The devils and the demons fucking hate each other.
They do. They do hate each other.
And there's chilling? There's chilling?
No, they're not. What do you mean?
Is that a likely target of Trant, or is Trant going after the good guys first? Like, I mean, I'm not saying that you know all these things, but...
Right. Yeah. I mean, if it were me, if I was the one doing this, I would most likely either take out the biggest threat I can think of or take out the smallest threat the easiest threat I can think of.
Where?
Those would be my two options. So
I'd probably go middle, but I'm a classic like that.
So if he doesn't have the power of Orcus, he is still vulnerable and he does still need to, I mean, he's going to want to kill a god so that he can absorb their power.
Can I do an arcana check, Michael, to slorp up likely hierarchies and shit like that? Mm-hmm. Try to rectify the, you know, BS religion with, like, the actual stuff that we've learned.
Wow.
With a lot of the stuff here. Ooh, that's a 22, baby.
Nice.
So I mean, you know, there's sort of, like, a couple different tiers of God, right? Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull up my list.
While this is going on, Rowan's like, I have an idea. What if we get a god to lure Trant?
The classic plan, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Lottie, I gotta admit, I don't quite understand what your situation is right now, but, I mean, would the Orcus vibes that you're putting off perhaps attract Trant?
He definitely hates Orcus. We know that much.
What if we just try to get a bunch of gods?
Yeah, does Melora owe us a thing? Paylor might owe us a thing.
What if we have, like, a real cool, like, Doctor Strange Infinity War movie moment where, like, Toby starts, like, opening all these different portals and, like, all these other gods come in who owe us favors and it's, like, fucking, like, the wife gang, but instead it's, like, god group.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and then all the freaking girl gods get together. Yes! And they're real girl bosses.
There's so
it's
girl
gonna
bosses.
Be pandering, but it's gonna be pretty tasteful.
But you're yeah. still gonna lose your fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know it sucks, but you're also like,
girls,
I mean,
get it done.
Girls, get it done.
I scream at my TV every time that scene comes on, and then I go and I slap myself for it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It works, even though logically it sucks.
So that's my idea.
I love that idea.
So the major good gods, Avandra, Bahamut, Moradin, and Paylor.
Ooh, Eludra, not to be, any connections with Moradin? What with... You know, running one of the major cities that worships him and our plane.
Yeah. You have a huge temple.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it sounds like we have a lot of connections and we can really utilize our networks mm-hmm. to solve this problem together.
I was rude to, our god, Garl Glittlegirl, but between me and y'all, I don't think he'll be a lot of help. He's a wacky guy. He just stays
he's
at the bottom of his at the bottom of the mountain, if you know what I mean. Okay, well, at least some people got to owe us a favor. And this might be a classic, hey, here's a problem. And they're going to be like, I'm a god, I don't believe you. And then one of them's going to get offed. Who do we want to sacrifice on accident because of their own hubris?
So, well, there's also the unaligned deities.
Oh, let's hear them. Let's hear them.
What about the Raven Queen? Am I right, Jayla? Oh. What am I right? Old X?
You've got Garl Glurgle.
No!
You've got the Raven Queen.
Yes, yes.
Let's not bring her in here. Can we not talk to Arathis or the Raven Queen? I would like to never see them again. That's Jayla also in the background.
Arathis. Arathis is the next on the list. Arathis.
Jayla's like, no.
Yikes.
There's Coralon, there's Ioun, there's Uthgar, Melora.
Yeah, we should do Uthgar. What are we thinking? We're always trying to kill Uthgar. Let's go Uthgar.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And we've got a pretty good end with him. Whenever Scott comes back.
And I really don't think that anyone will care if Uthgar is gone, but the problem will be, how are we going to get Trant to Thanos' way to kill Uthgar? We should probably just kill Uthgar as a way to, like, make everyone scared, like an example.
Well, what was the thing with Orcus? Was that just foreplay?
We don't have the artifact.
Oh, that's fair. Yes, okay.
You lost it.
I didn't lose it. It's right back there where Orcus
died. You should have kicked it. You should have kicked it. You should have put it in my handy haversack.
I could only bring one back, Toby. I'm very
put
sorry.
Put it in my haversack.
I got this list in front of me. I can't not read it.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Here's the evil ones. Asmodeus.
Ooh.
Mm.
Bane.
Ooh. What?
not from the Batman Bane.
Not that Bane.
Hey, what's up?
He's revered by goblins, evil god.
Bane Capital.
Evil god of war and conquest. There's Grumsh.
We're
aware of Grumsh.
We are aware.
We've met.
Lolf. This is a thing I've never said out loud. Tharizdun, the chained god.
That's a new one to me, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, well, what's that deal? What's the deal with that?
There's a lot of
gods.
Is that
like an evil dwarf or something?
Known as the Elder Elemental Eye, creator of the abyss.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Oh, the creator of the abyss. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. I wouldn't have done that, but yikes.
There's of course Tiamat.
Oh.
And Torog, Zaehir, and probably the wiliest one of them all, Vecna.
What?
That one's really familiar.
You know, I mean, Vecna's probably not a problem, I would say.
I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with her. Mm-hmm. Lord of secrets.
Yeah.
God of undead and necromancy. Woo.
Yeah. But sometimes people have to do what they gotta do because they're in a bad situation. They have no choice and, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do. Not a big deal. And they're powerful. Whatever.
Can the Ludra do an inside check on Toby? This feels weird, the way he's defending.
I mean, I would say that Lonnie and Rowan would certainly notice that he suddenly has a golden cat's eye.
That's normal.
Oh, that is
Toby's always changing. He had gold skin for a while.
Also, Rowan probably would not notice. Someone would point it out and she'd be like, where'd you get that?
I bought it at Hot Topic. It's cool.
My milky eye. My milky contact.
Lonnie probably heard me said, all right, Vecna, what do I do now? But Rowan was dead as hell.
Totally heard that.
Yeah, because to Ludra, like, she's like, that's weird.
I'm a kitty cat.
Do insight and Toby roll deception.
Oh, I'm really bad at that.
I got a 21.
Well, I got a, plus zero. I got a 13.
Aludra, you don't think Toby's telling you everything.
Aludra just kind of tucks that in the back of her brain. She doesn't push it right now in front of everyone, but Aludra will remember this.
And then you see Toby accidentally pick up an entire coffee table and look underneath it to get a floor nacho and then put it down.
Aludra is like, you know what? You guys just keep planning and talking things out. You know, I just haven't caught up with Toby in so long. Let's just go grab a drink. And she just like grabs him.
Strength check.
Drags him away.
Strength check.
Strength check? All right, bitch.
Opposed strength check.
We have an equal strength.
How is that possible?
Come on, baby. Come
Bro.
On. Oh, I didn't roll good.
I didn't really either, though. I got a 17.
Well, I got an 11. You drag me.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm not, like, super hard, though. Just, like, insistent.
You are surprised at how strong Toby is.
Yeah, I am. Number one, I don't know what your routine is, but you have really beefed up, sir.
Uh-huh.
But on a more serious note, I'm concerned with the way you talked about Vecna, and I think... Toby, you can talk to me. You know that, right? Like,
yeah.
I know we've not really hung out in a while.
Yeah.
But I know shit is really crazy, but, and I'm not trying to come into your, you know, your tower and tell you how to do things.
Yeah,
but,
it's kind of my house / business.
Yeah, but I just, you know, is everything okay? Anything?
No, of course
any
not.
Information? Well, obviously it's not okay, but I mean, like, I just think you're hiding something from me.
Well, I'm hiding a lot of things from you. You know, it's been a while. We haven't, you know, chatted for a little bit. You know, I've died a couple times.
Fair. Very fair. I guess, let me ask in a different way. Are you hiding anything from me that would affect our plans right now that I should know about?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I can't see how it's going to come up or anything, but so, you know, I mean, it's not a big deal, but I maybe made a deal with Vecna.
Okay.
And...
Okay. Aludra is looking very... She's just keeping a very neutral face.
All right.
And it's just...
It's
she's
great, but
she's
that's okay.
listening. She's in listening
And I made
mode.
It knowing it was a bad idea, but we were thrown into... unwinnable situation. So I felt like the only thing open to me was to make a horrible choice for myself in order to save my friends. This time I will be able to do that with the power I have. Will Vecna trick me and cause me to probably do great acts of evil? Most likely. Will I be able to save my friends with the power I have? I hope so. But I'm hoping that as long that I get to keep this power, and if it consumes my soul and destroys me, then it's worth it. Because I will not let anything happen to them again. And I've already failed them over and over and over again. And you left me alone and I had no way to help people. And
Elodra immediately just does bear hug.
Don't touch the hand, it might eat you.
Okay, yeah, not that. I do keep far away from the hand. But
you do notice there is a smell too.
Oh yeah, I stink.
Elodra is, she can handle it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like burnt hair.
Her son is Bucky. So,
oh, true.
And she lives in under the ground. Elodra does big squeeze and like that kind of like back pat that's like echoes, like it's yeah. like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like you really thump like someone's back good.
Yeah, we don't need to get lewd, but Toby's just sandwiched in between
my bosoms. That's the comfort zone.
We've all had a grandma and her aunt.
Eludra, while she's hugging you, is like, Toby, I know all about losing people. I know how hard it is, and I know that you have made the best decisions that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all you can do, and I thank you for telling me about it, because now I know, and we can plan around this.
Yeah, so kill me if I start wilding out.
I hope not guarantee that.
Okay.
I don't want to kill you, because you know what? We've had too many friends die.
Well, I could just go back into my tank. I got another backup.
Okay, well, that does change things, actually. All right, well, good to know. I will kill you if I need to.
Probably figure out a way to corrupt that one, too. But right now, yeah, if I start wild now, I don't know, shit. I have a really bad charisma save and a really bad wisdom save. So if I were you, I'd attack that. I don't even know what I just said. What does that mean?
Toby, I'll keep this between us for
now. I told Rowan, kinda. Not really, but sort of. I told her to watch me, but
Toby, I don't mean to be rude, and I don't know Rowan super well, but I feel like she may have already forgotten about this, so it's probably for the best, at least I also am aware.
That's true, she's dumb.
Well, not less than she may
I hate
forgot.
Rowan. Let's talk shit about Rowan together. What do you feel about that?
I think she's very cool.
She's ugly, isn't she? She has an annoying voice and she sucks. And she's got a big poopy head. I was kidding. That's a little playing multiple characters joke for those at home. I basically told her just to dome me if I get out of hand, but you know, nothing too wild. I don't, in order to protect Rowan, I can't tell her everything. We have a lot of understandings. I don't tell her what accounting is. I don't show her the balance books. I don't let Frank talk to her alone. I don't let her know about Ice Trace. There is always ice there, and she doesn't ask. You know, I don't want to upset her balance.
I understand. It's, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes Jalik is a little testy, and she does want to fight, so I totally understand that. You know, we're all working on ourselves all the time. I've certainly been in therapy since all of these things have gone down, and that is why I'm so good at mediating now.
Dr. Frown Smasher.
Exactly. Yeah. Ah, you know him too. He's so great. I love his books.
Yeah. I read all of them because, you know, Harper went there, so I read them all. I don't know what obviously having these this eye and this hand gives me more power, and I hope it's enough to stop something. But I'm sure there's gonna be hella downsides. Also, I'm really cranky all the time.
Well, how about let's go back with the rest of the group and like maybe have a beer.
Oh.
Well, do you think that would... Maybe some of the delicious dipping sauces and...
Yeah, dip our beer in a...
Let's enjoy this night with friends. Try to cleanse our minds and prepare ourselves because I think we both know shit's about to get pretty rough.
Quite unchill. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we should probably go fast because a really bad guy has a arguably the worst thing he could have. So I almost think we shouldn't get tore up.
You think we should just go tonight?
Well, you know, Bachman's not back, so obviously we have to do some other stuff. But, you know.
No, Aunt Toby, you're right. I it's been a tough time, but yeah.
You've been gone for like 4 months. That's weird.
Yeah, I was in that. I was in a tube. Yeah. I was in the goo.
I might have had to pee when you got out.
Yeah.
I would have.
I
probably would have peed in the goo.
I did.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't, honestly, I have not had a chance to take a shower.
I go to our out of place as hell, like, stainless steel refrigerator with a double doors on the top and a pull out.
Really,
and it looks
nice
exactly
freezer.
Like one you'd buy at like a Best Buy or Sears. It's like glaringly out of place. And I pull out the bottom freezer and then the gorgeous bit of like, what's ice smoke called? What is that called?
Oh, what is it?
Ice smoke.
Like the
ice smoke. Dry
vapor?
Ice?
Vapor? Mist?
Like vapor or mist, probably. Vapors. You know,
like, no. Like when you open
it. Like you open it and the lip comes out of the
freezer. It's not dry ice. It's not dry ice.
It's regular ice.
You just mean like.
Ice fog.
It's like opposite cold steam.
Yeah.
Cold steam, thank you.
Cold steam.
You know, it's not that complicated. When you open your freezer, you see stuff.
A little mist comes out.
A little mist comes out.
Especially if it's warm.
Especially
warm
if it's warm. It's cold steam.
That's,
we all know it.
That's your fridge ghost.
And, you know, I push aside, like, several frozen dinners that are when Rowan went vegan for, like, 2 weeks. In the very back, I pull out, like, the most hoarfrost-covered gas station burrito and whip it at Aludra.
And you know she catches it,
not
obviously.
Knowing my strength. I am like a rookie of the year.
Oh my gosh.
Probably Amber Reeves comes by and says, holy butt loving.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that movie?
So Aludra, she catches the burrito and then
Aludra,
like,
catches the burrito.
That's the new one.
That's the new
That's
one.
Good.
That's
I like
good.
That
we
one.
Love that.
I like that one. Yeah, Aludra, she catches the burrito in the one hand and she puts her arm around W's shoulder and neck with the other arms, like, come on, let's go back.
Sensitive
in.
New body.
Okay, all right. Line up.
And you go into the other room just as Adira is saying, and that's why we need a sphere of annihilation.
Oh, I have that. Oh, it's not here.
Actually, it is, because Lonnie's here. So.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Hi, Sphery.
That's where we'll end our episode.
Aww,
there.
What?
Sphery jumps around me and barks.
I am, like, so pleased that Aludra and Toby got to have
that
a
was
moment.
Very fun.
I
that
hate
that. That was very fun.
Tim's like, I'd have emotions as
I don't want emotions.
Toby hasn't gone to therapy yet. Aludra has, so
right.
She was maybe going a little too therapy on him.
Why would Toby go to
really
therapy?
She was really excited about it
when he can make a pact with the god of lies and necromancy.
He got me there.
Right?
I don't know. Honestly, if I had a choice between therapy and making a pact with the god of necromancy, I know how it is.
And again,
make that fucking pact.
He's very...
Wait, what was the first one?
Therapy.
God of honesty or necromancy? Fuck the god of honesty.
Who's the god of therapy? He's very clear. He's not tricked. He knew he was making a bad idea. Michael, thank you so much for weaving a tale that sometimes
I just
lean back and be like, oh, I'm on the show, I should say something. Instead, I just want to hear
what's next.
The joy. I've been shouting about how excited I was for tonight as a fan of the show.
It was a lot. It was a dense episode.
Yeah.
A lot of info.
That goes really good.
We're thankful for exactly two things. That and everyone that left a 5-star rating and review on either Stitcher, iTunes, and the third one. XHarsSX on Apple Podcasts. Greetings, adventurers. Great podcast. Starting on episode 301, went back and started from ep 1, currently on ep 210. And can't wait to catch up to watch the live stream. Great job. Keep up the great work.
Kongen Popcorn via Apple Podcasts is best Frasier podcast. This makes sense. This is for me to read.
Mm-hmm.
There are many reasons to love this podcast, including the DM's perfect representation of Roz, Daphne's ability to store burritos in her bodice, Niles' new catchphrase, Sly Flourish.
Oh my God.
Marty Crane's meat locker surprise, and of course, Eddie's spirit wine. They went on to compliment our sound quality and our voices, which was really nice.
That's nice. Yeah, via Apple Podcasts in the United States says, give me that fair wine. I love this cast.
That's both of those are your catchphrases.
Yeah,
all three of those actually are your catchphrases.
At Luki_baby86, Drunks and Dragons forever. Started listening back in 2007 from the first episode. I'm a slobber at heart, if not an OG, and literally didn't listen to anything else for about 18 months till I'd caught up. Since then, I eagerly await every week's episode release. You've made me laugh more than anyone ever, always.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That is a high compliment.
That's fucked up. Thirteen Trigionage.
Oh, I don't even know.
Why do you do this? Don't.
You did this to Tim.
Don't do this to me. My brain's not working. I have to remember Monster Hunters. I'm a good boy, and everyone loves me. Someone else should have read this one. Well, I'll start by saying that this is such a good show. I'm in the military, and it can be overwhelmingly stressful at times. Huh. But knowing I get to go and listen to this in my free time really just gives me something great to look forward to each day. The cast is great, and the live streams are awesome, and the community as a whole is phenomenal. I started playing because of you guys and just recently started DMing. Thanks for giving me the confidence to get into D-Amp-D world. P.S. I'm on my third listen through, and I'm about bad boy, everyone hates him.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Malarcy via Apple Podcast says, the best. After losing my sight in Afghanistan, I missed video games and nerd culture and thought it would be something I wouldn't get back. I didn't think of D&D until finding this podcast by accident. I'm in 3 games a week now, mostly Whoa. Filled with other blind and visually impaired people and loving it so much. Thank you for putting out such an amazing show and for helping people that often get left out find a place to belong. Sergeant Malarzy, USAF, TACP, okay, bye. I'm sure there was an extra S. I probably did something wrong. I don't know the ranks. I'm very sorry.
Please don't.
But that is, I do feel like the podcast.
Staff Sergeant.
Podcasting, I don't know. I do feel like it is a good thing to remember. Like, it is, like, accessible for folks that have, you know, visual, like, impairments. And I don't know. Yeah, it's nice to remember. Like,
that absolutely rules.
Who was the gnome that we had on early
Tinker.
On? Crinkle?
Clinker.
Yeah.
Clinton, I believe his name
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It goes to show you that there's ways around it. So.
Well, and also, like, now, too, like, they're all, like, there were the dice that have Braille on mm-hmm. them. And there's a lot of good shit. But no, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Is it to us. Dots RPG, friend yes. of the show, does a lot of really good. Resources and stuff.
Yeah,
like
for accessibility for stuff,
yeah.
RPGs and such. So, but no, I'm glad to hear it's that you were listening.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, I haven't thought about that a lot. Thank you,
Coldest Reaper 05 from Canada. G'day, mate. Did I do that right?
Nope. Yes, you did.
Wow. Gee.
No, you did it wrong, but that's okay.
A long time listener on my second listen through. Great podcast with an amazing story that will keep you guessing and tons of laughs.
OM Guitar, actuarially approved D&D podcast. It took me a while to get caught up all the way from those slabs, but boy, was it worth every minute. When I first started listening to the show, my job was a little miserable and my friends and family noticed that I wasn't quite myself. After a few days of listening to the podcast after work, my mom told me that she was relieved I was smiling and laughing again.
Aww,
thank you
geez.
So much. Thank God you damn. So much for being a light in dark times. But more than that, thank you for easing me into the world of D&D and inspiring me to start my own campaign with my friends.
Wow. Man, that's and honestly, I think I can't remember if I'm sure I've talked about this before on here, but like, I know I personally have my podcasts and shows that I'm like, man, if I didn't have this to listen to, ooh, I would have to be with my brain. I don't want to.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no thoughts. Only podcast.
Yeah. So I am glad that we can. Yeah, we've definitely. I'm glad that we can be that.
Yeah, we're not also a podcaster. We're also a consumer that can't be left alone with our own some
yes.
thoughts, or else everything will go poorly.
Yeah.
Sick Chaka says, almost a Twitch viewer. I've been catching up on this podcast since August last year and almost caught up and can watch you guys live on Twitch. You all have been really inspirational to me, considering I have been wanting to play D&D since my early childhood. But unfortunately, I was dumb and let other people's opinions that being nerdy is bad influence my actions. Same. And pushed, kind of same. Dragon Ball Z was fine. D&D was not. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I was dumb and pushed on my actions and my craving for many years. Now, as an adult in my mid-20s and much better people around me, I'm trying to create my first D&D group with friends. I look forward to creating a very non-productive D&D group and DMing a whole mess of shenanigans. Thank you all for motivating me to explore this creative portion of my brain while producing this gen of a podcast. You have earned yourselves a lifelong listener.
Oh.
That's so nice.
Too many emotions reading the reviews, you know what I'm saying?
MasterChef Zach says, bananas is pudding now. Well, not an OG slabber. I just started episode 1 and I'm almost caught up. The joke is so old, but I'm going to do it anyway. I was waiting to review because of Tim's request, yada, yada, yada. I had to leave a review after the redemption of Corpse Fucker Geekly Gary. What made that episode even more fantastic was the beautiful erotic corpse experience. And then the proposal of two community geeks. Congrats to them. That did happen. You all are fantastic and gave me the confidence to lead my own campaign, borrowing some elements. Thanks, Michael. Give these fantastic a-holes a listen. Keep doing what you're doing. Zach in Wisconsin.
Shiny round gold ranger via Apple Podcasts in the United States of America on July 17th, 2020 says, best podcast I've ever listened to. I started listening to this podcast when a lot of things in my life were spiraling down. It inspired me to start playing D&D after a few false starts. I found a really cool group and even got my friends from far away to start playing too. And things started picking up too. Maybe it's related to listening to you awesome podcast. Maybe not. But maybe it is.
Seems to say.
Keep making magic. And Tim, I didn't wait until I caught up to the review just for you.
I love you. There's one good person in the world.
Read my review, Tim.
Okay.
Awesome podcast from Superhero Frank. I'm in Australia, but originally from South Africa. That's funny. I just met someone from South Africa. And I have been listening to podcasts since I was 13. I am 16. I am currently on episode 56. And let me tell you, I think that this is the best podcast ever. I've been to D&D for 2 years.
The teens like us!
Teens!
Youths! I'm really glad that I found this podcast, epic podcast, really enjoyable. I miss Tom Darkblade and his sly flourish. Really enjoy Tom and his weirdness, and I genuinely enjoy Eludra's caring attitude. Keep the great podcast going. 100 out of 10, epic review. Thanks for reading. Epic podcast. Thanks for reading.
And just because you haven't met Jayla, that's not okay.
That's not an excuse.
Episode 56, why didn't you ruin it for yourself?
Why didn't you?
Yeah.
What we should do is go back and start every podcast with, also, Jayla exists. And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. No
or
explanation.
Put in, like, in the intro, like, you introducing Nika from, like, random episodes, and then that's it.
Well, I love whenever they get ads where they have no idea who I am, and they're like, wow, Jennifer's voice changed a lot.
Yeah. Well, your podcast, your ad voice is very professional.
So they probably, yeah,
they
maybe
probably just think you're just like...
Yeah, they probably think we hired a pro.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geeklink or at D&D Podcast, or Instagram at Greetings, adventurers, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Borfucko.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventurers? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After Eludra catches the burrito, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
Stop and stop and export. Stop and export, export.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The song, Tranquility Base, is by Kevin MacLeod at IncompeTech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons, by Attribution 4.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.